sitting with the 4 seed, are hosting the 5 seed, the Willamina Bulldogs, here at Amity High School. And we've got a 7 o'clock tip-off scheduled. We've got about 10 minutes to go before that time hits us, and we will be off and rolling in what promises to be a very tough-fought matchup here between two rivals, where Willamina has 2 victories against the Warriors this year, but the Warriors still finished 1 place higher than them, a game ahead of them in the West Valley League standings during the regular season, and that was because Warriors had some big wins against some other teams. Knocked off San Diego Christian, beat Westside Christian twice, and Westside had a win against Willamina during the year, and San Diego beat them twice. So the Warriors finished a game ahead, and that was crucial to getting this home game here. Willamina was able to get a win on Tuesday in the first round of the playoffs. They were going against, pull that up here, give that to you here. They played Westside Christian, beat them 56-37 on Tuesday to advance to this game. In other West Valley League action on Tuesday, it was Horizon Christian upsetting San Diego Christian 62-57. Upsetting, not a huge upset, but it was at San Diego Christian, and they are, or were, ranked 4th in the state, and Horizon Christian came in ranked 7th, and so San Diego Christian was the 2 seed in the league playoffs, and Horizon was the 3 seed, went down to San Diego Christian and knocked him off by 7. Big game from Anthony Sprower for the Horizon Hawks to be able to get that win. So they move into the championship game on Saturday against Dayton, and the winner of this game will play San Diego Christian at noon on Saturday at Central High School. So that kind of sets you up for how this will play out. The Warrior girls, of course, with a big win last night against Westside Christian, or against San Diego Christian, dominating that game, and that advanced the girls, the 2 seed, to the championship game against the Dayton Pirates. That game will be at 5 o'clock on Saturday at Central. So the winner of this game will play at noon. The Warrior girls will play at 5 o'clock on Saturday against Dayton. Now, what happens if the Warriors were to lose this game tonight? That means that they would be out of the district playoffs. They would not get one of the 3 automatic berths into the state playoffs. However, the Warriors are ranked 11th in the state, and there are 15 automatic berths into the state playoffs and 1 at-large berth. And that at-large berth goes to the highest-ranked team on the OSAA rankings that didn't get an automatic berth. And if the Warriors were to lose tonight, they would still sit at 11th, possibly 12th. Cresswell could possibly bump ahead of them, but they're quite a ways ahead of Portland Adventist in the standings, who sits at 13th. Everybody else above the Warriors should get an automatic berth without too much problem in their district playoffs, and so that would leave the Warriors with a very likely probability of getting an at-large berth. If Willamina loses this game, they're on the outside looking in because Portland Adventist is out of the district playoffs up in the Lewis and Clark lead, and they're sitting at 13th. Willamina sits at 16th, and so they would squeak and push out Willamina there, squeak out the berth and leave the Bulldogs at home. So this is a huge game for Willamina, but it's a big game for the Warriors too, because this is a team that's beaten them twice and a team that they feel like they should be able to handle. Now, what we know about Willamina is this is going to be a low-scoring game. If you look down their scores all year, it is rare for anybody to score 60 points against them. And I can run down that, and even in their losses, so they lost to Salem Academy. Salem Academy put 56 on them. They lost to Gaston, who had 54. They lost to Westside Christian, who had 62. San Diego Christian scored 52 on them. Dayton scored 63 the first time and 63 the second time. Horizon Christian scored 50. San Diego Christian scored 36. So you run down these things. Only 3 times all year has a team managed to score 60 points against these Bulldogs. So they are a tenacious, tough, hard-nosed defensive team that will really get after it. Cliff Tony is a tough coach who instills that same type of attitude in his players, and they will get after it. Now, there's 1 very good basketball player on this Willamina Bulldogs team, and that is True Gibbons. He is a 5'8", maybe, senior point guard who absolutely lit the Warriors up in Willamina, hitting 6 three-pointers, in part because the Warriors didn't cover him, and that just cannot happen tonight. The Warriors have to be defensively aware of where he is all the time on the floor. They've got other guys who can hit the three. They've got Brad Milton, who hit a couple of threes early in that game, but then only hit one more the rest of the way, and shot a low percentage from three-point range. And other than that, not a lot of guys who are going to shoot very many outside shots. But True Gibbons can flat-out light it up. And if you come at him on three-point range, he can put the ball on the floor, and he can create things off the dribble. He can hit the mid-range shot. He's just a good ball player. And he's a kid that the Warriors need to have a defensive game plan for tonight. And I'm sure that was an extremely detailed proposition that Scott put to his boys about how to stop True Gibbons. Make sure that no matter what defense we're in, we always know where Gibbons is. Other than that, they're just a hard-nosed team inside. They're going to start Haven Collins inside, and Tanner Onslaught will come off the bench. A couple of just bruisers inside who put a body on you. Every time a shot goes up, they get a lot of offensive rebounds. When they do, a lot of times, they won't even put that ball back up. They'll just kick it out and reset the offense. It's a very patient offense. They're not going to force anything. They don't want to get in an up-tempo game. They don't want to run and gun. They want to be under control, slowing it down, and keeping this game where if you've got a 5 or 6 point lead, you feel like you've got a 10 point lead against most teams just by the pace of the game, and that you know there's just not going to be a great offensive output. For the Warriors offensively, you just have to be patient and run your offense. You're going to have to trust your teammates, and we've got to make open shots when we get those looks. That's Jason Nelson and Blake and White, Kodiak Yeager, Brian Hatch when he's in the game, Tyler Parr. There's going to be some open looks if you run your offense, but when you do, you've got to be able to knock those down because every basket is going to be very valuable in this game. You don't want to get down 8 or 10 points to these Bulldogs and then have to fight back against that very good defense. All right, we're going to take a break here for a couple of minutes and be back and get you set up with the starting lineups for both of these teams tonight. You're listening to West Valley League District Playoff Action. Amity versus Willamina from Amity High School. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in just a minute.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready for the introduction of the starting lineups here at Amity High School, where your Warriors are taking on the Bulldogs. This is the 4 versus the 5 seeds in the district playoffs. Willamina knocking off Westside Christian to get into this game. The winner of this will get the 3 seed. Actually, they'll get the 2 seed who lost to the 3 seed. They'll get Santa Am Christian, a tough matchup, the number 4 team in the state, down at Central High School at noon on Saturday. Starting lineup for your Warriors tonight, Sam White, 5'10 senior leading scorer for the Warriors this year. Zach Blake, 5'10 senior point guard or two guard. They kind of interchange between Sam and Zach, the second leading scorer for the Warriors. Jason Nelson, a 6'2 senior playing that small forward wing position. Kodiak Yeager, a 6-foot senior, probably closer to 6'1 or 6'2 actually, but plays a lot bigger than that down in the post and the high post especially. And then Tyler Parr, the power forward, number 45, a 6-foot junior. We're going to take a quick break here for the national anthem. We'll be right back. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
All right, welcome back, Warrior fans. Gave you the starting lineup for the Warriors there before we went to break. White, Blake, Nelson, Jaeger, and Parr. And key coming off the bench for the Warriors will be Brian Hatch and Josh Wart especially. That's kind of the seven guys that are going to play a lot tonight. I don't believe we've got Tommy Jackson. He's dressed down, but I don't think we're going to see him. We'll see. He's been nursing that back injury that he re-injured against Dayton here a couple of weeks ago. Wilhelmina's starting lineup. We mentioned True Gibbons, the 5'8 senior point guard, who is by far their best basketball player and the one that you just have to be aware of all the time. Number five, the best athlete on the team, 6'1 senior Brad Milton. Ian Bruckner, number 20, a 5'10 senior. Abel Vanasek, number 21, a 6'2 senior. And Haven Collins, number 43, a 6'2 senior. Warriors being introduced right now. You can hear a good-sized crowd on hand. Quite a few Wilhelmina fans here tonight. They traveled well over here for this game. Probably about 80% capacity tonight. Maybe some people still filing in. We'll see. I see some people I know coming in down there on the baseline and headed to their seats. The challenge for the Warriors offensively, we mentioned, they need to run their offense and be patient, not turn the ball over, be willing to take what the defense gives them and not try to force the action. Trust your teammates and do a good job of getting back in transition defense, not giving Wilhelmina any easy baskets. On the defensive end, know where True Gibbons is all the time. And don't give any open looks to him or preferably Brad Milton as well from the outside. All right, Warriors are huddled up at the top of their key. Warriors will be going right to left in front of me. I'm right behind the scorer's table here in the home gym of Amity Warriors. Warriors break their huddle. Again, the winner of this takes on the number four team in the state at noon on Saturday, Sandy M. Christian at Central High School in the district playoff. The loser sits at home, and if you're Amity, hopes that you get an at-large berth into the state tournament. Jaeger. Going to jump center with Collins, and Jaeger tips it to Blake. Blake turns, tries to lob it over to Jaeger, and it's tipped out of bounds by Collins. And right there you see just how quick Wilhelmina got back in transition defense there. The Warriors thought they were going to have a two-on-one, and Collins hustled back from that center circle. White inbounds out to Blake. Blake on the left angle to Jaeger out top. Jaeger crosses over, now goes to White on the left wing. White. Down low to Parr, back out to White, puts up a three from the left corner, no good. Nelson tips, and Vanasek comes down with the rebound. Vanasek gives it up to Bruckner. Bruckner will start the offense here. He works to the right here in front of the Warrior bench. Goes down on the baseline to Collins, out top. Wide open three by Gibbons, but a good challenge at the last moment there, and he missed the three. Wide right. Blake pulls up, going the other way in transition. He misses badly, but White chases down the rebound on the left wing. Back out to Zach. Blake with it. Blake crosses over, gets into the lane, kicks it out to Nelson. Right corner three, no good. Blake tips, Jaeger tips, can't hang on to it. Collins saves it in the corner. Bruckner has it. And again, brings the ball up the floor slowly. Minute gone, no score. Both teams had some good looks here at the basket. Warriors especially have had several good looks. Bruckner kicks it over to True Gibbons, drives with the left hand up and in. Gibbons beating White off the dribble there with the left. Top of the key, Blake drives down to the baseline, steps back and buries the little 10-footer on the baseline. Little step-back jumper by Zach Blake, and we're tied up at two. Bruckner again. Slowly brings it up, swings it over to Gibbons on the left wing. Gibbons looking for a pop-out Vanasek at the top of the key extended, now swings it right side to Milton. Milton wants to drive. Nelson cuts him off, picks it up, goes down low to Collins. Collins goes baseline, kicks it out in the corner to Gibbons. Gibbons on the left wing to Vanasek out on top to Bruckner. Bruckner back to Milton now on the left wing, looking for the pop-out. That's Gibbons over here in front of the scorer's table. Gibbons works left, kicks it over to Milton on the left wing. Milton goes down on the mid post there to Collins. Collins works his way down, kicks it out in the corner. Vanacek for three from the right side, no good. Nelson had the rebound, knocked away, and there's a save by Gibbons back to Milton. Great athletic play by True Gibbons there. Nelson had it, couldn't hang on to it. High post, Collins with it, kicks it back out to Milton. Milton to Bruckner on the right side, now to Gibbons looking for a cutter. It's not there with Vanacek or Collins. Now goes back out in the center circle. They swing it left side to Bruckner. Down on the low post on the left side. Collins, a couple of dribbles. Now turns, awkward shot, no good. Nelson tips once and then comes down with it in front of Milton. Nelson pushes up the right side slowly to Parr, top of the key. Fakes the three, drives, kicks to White. White didn't take the three. Now drives on Gibbons, steps back, drives again with a left hand up. And it scores! And he's fouled! Sammy White putting a little Damian Lillard on him. There, started right, crossed back over, faked like he was going to stop, and then accelerated with the left hand, got it on the glass, and drew contact against Gibbons for his first foul. White to the line, that was on Milton. White to the line, free throw, perfect. The Warriors get up 5-2 here, 3 minutes gone in the first quarter. Gibbons now running the point. At the center circle with it, goes high post to Vanacek. Parr on him, swings it back over to Gibbons on the left angle. Gibbons drives around the top of the key, cut off. Parr with some help defense. Back to Vanacek, top of the key, three-pointer. No good, missed badly, and that one goes out of bounds in the right corner. The one thing about this Bulldogs team is they pursue that offensive glass hard. The Warriors have already had a couple of balls knocked away from them. They get a little pressure on Parr. Parr gets it back to Nelson. Nelson across half court, picked up there by Vanacek. Little man-to-man defense here for Willamina to start the game. They'll play a lot of zone. There's a pass down low to Jaeger, tipped away by Collins off of Gibbons' hands and out of bounds. Warriors basketball on the baseline, out by the three-point line on the far side. White will inbound. Warriors have a stack up high. They kick it out to Nelson on the right side. Nelson to Blake. Blake on the left wing. Crosses over, gets to the foul line, steps back. Leans through, scoops it up, misses. Long rebound picked up by Vanacek. A little bit hard off the glass there for Blake. Had the step through, finger roll there, but put it up a little strong. Bruckner on the right wing to Milton, popping out by the top of the key. Cut off, now he drives, gets inside, kicks it out in the left corner to Gibbons, closed out on by White. Gibbons steps back to Milton in the corner. Milton on the left corner, a couple of dribbles out to Bruckner, out to Gibbons. Gibbons takes it out by the center circle and resets. 4:09 left to go, first quarter, 5-2 Warriors. This is exactly the kind of game you see. There's a ball tipped away. Gibbons ends up with it, and short on the three. Vanacek with the rebound. He takes it up, and he's fouled. So Warriors had the steal there, but couldn't come down with the ball. They had the tip pass, but the ball ended up in the hands of Gibbons. He missed the three. Vanacek got the offensive rebound and was fouled on the putback, and that's kind of classic Willamina basketball right there. Very scrappy, never give up on a play. Vanacek at the line, misses the first. Have one more here, two-shot shooting foul. Filled up pretty nice in here now. The new section of Amity Gymnasium, pretty full. Probably at about 90% capacity now in the gym. Feels nice not to be so crowded here. Another thank you out to our school board for supporting that project. Vanacek's second one is good. We're going to have a timeout. Tanner Onstott checks into the game. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we're going to stay right here. 3:58 left to go, first quarter. It's a 5-3 Warrior lead. And this game's gone exactly like you would think a Willamina basketball game would go. You know, they're on pace to be about a 40-point game here for the Warriors. They just make you work for every basket you can get. And they just never give up on a play either. Constantly scrapping for loose balls, going after the offensive glass, never giving up on any play. And that's, Cliff Toney's way that he has coached his team all year, really getting them to buy into that system. They don't have the best basketball players. They have a very good one in Gibbons, but they just have a lot of guys who do their role and do it very well and play hard. Warriors basketball, Wart into the game, the freshman. He gives it up in the corner to Blake. Blake drives baseline, reverses it up, no good, and the ball is loose, pulled out of there by Onstott. Onstott, a 6'4 load inside. Ward will be matched up with him on the defensive end. Gibbons to Vanacek popping out. Now over to Milton. Milton gives it to Gibbons, starts to drive, kicks it back out to Milton. He'll put up a 24-footer. Good. Brad Milton, streaky shooter. He can hit one occasionally for you, and he does there. And it's a 6-5 Willamina lead. That was a deep one, though. You'll give him that 24-footer because it's just not going to be a high percentage shot for Milton all night. Wart hits Jaeger popping out over to White on the left wing. Now down low to Wart. Wart right at the basket. Goes up a little too strong. Thought he was going to get fouled by Onstott and didn't. And the rebound by Milton. Nice play by the Warriors to get a good look inside. And the freshman just put it up too hard. There's a drive. And Bruckner fouled on the drive. I think that's going to be on Blake. It is. Second team foul on the Warriors. Into the game for Willamina. Nick Colton, 6'1 junior, replaces Bruckner. Willamina basketball on the baseline. They go out in the corner to Milton. Milton in the right corner, trying to look inside. Nothing there as Wart fronts Onstott down there. Just a shuffle pass out top to Onstott. Kicks it over to Milton on the right side. Milton looking for Gibbons popping out. Can't get it to him. Now he dribbles left. Hands off to Colton. Colton, top of the key. Shovels it over to Vanacek. Now out on top to Milton. Swings it left side to Gibbons. Gibbons goes down low to Onstott. Switches, goes through, draws the foul. Fake left, went back to the right hand. And Wart got a little out of position there. The help defense came across, and a nice move by Onstott to draw the contact. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. So 2:26 left to go first quarter. We're seeing exactly the kind of game that you would expect to see out of a Willamina basketball team. And the Warriors can't really get Willamina out of their game. Willamina very disciplined and going to continue to play the way that they play. Onstott hits the first. He'll have one more. This one up and perfect. So Onstott with a pair of free throws. It's an 8-5 Willamina lead. So the Warriors were up 5-2, so a 6-0 run now by Willamina. Jaeger, right wing, starts to drive, kicks it out to Blake. 22-footer out top. It's too strong. Ball tipped loose. Jaeger tips it, and Colton comes down with it. Willamina fans enjoying the action here so far. Gibbons with it. Works towards the right side. Drives, spins, steps back, steps through, lays it up and in. Got White to go for the fake there, and Gibbons has four in the game. It's a 10-5 lead. Remember we talked about earlier, five or six-point lead can feel like a lot against Willamina. The Warriors just need to relax and play their game. Trust your offense. Run it. Don't try to do too much. Make sure you're getting the open looks. White out top with it. Gives it up to Nelson on the handoff. Nelson, ball knocked away. Stolen by Colton. Colton traveled. Got away with it. Lays it up. He's fouled. The official was out of position. Could not see the play. And I think that's what he's telling Scott now is he said, I was coming from the baseline trying to get out to the sideline, and where that happened, I didn't have a good look, and the other official was on the other side of the floor. So Scott talking to the other official now as well, but he's not going to get any love there. Minute 31 left to go in the first. Colton misses the first one. Rasheed Wallace would say, ball don't lie. Hatch in. Blake out. Blake seems to be pressing a little bit tonight. He's had a couple of open looks. Hasn't been able to knock one down yet. Warriors really need their second leading scorer to get his offensive game going. Back into the game, Haven Collins. He replaces Vanacek, so they go big now with Collins and Onstott in the game. This is the lineup that really hurt the Warriors over in Willamina in the second matchup this year. When these two were on the floor, the Warriors just couldn't get anything going on the offensive end. Second one, good. There's almost a steal by Gibbons on the inbound. It's a six-point game, and there is almost a steal again. This time it's going to be a foul on Colton. Hatch lost the ball. It was knocked away by Colton. Nelson making a go for it and took a shoulder to the head, I think, from Colton. And it'll be Warriors basketball. First foul on Colton, second team foul on Willamina. Four on the Warriors. White takes the inbound pass. Brings it across half court. Sammy, couple of dribbles, swings it right side to Nelson. Nelson drives baseline, reverse lay, and he's fouled. That'll be on Tanner Onstott, I believe. Third team foul on Willamina. That'll put Nelson on the line to shoot two. He had a nice little mismatch there in that man-to-man defense. And he took advantage of it, getting right to the rack for the reverse lay-in. Nelson hits the free throw. Up one more. 11-6 game right now. Chance to cut it down to four, and Nelson does. Jason buries two free throws. It's an 11-7 game. Warriors come out with a little 1-2-2 pressure here. Milton trying to get it back to Gibbons. Does. He swings it ahead to Colton on the left wing. Colton, cross court, pass to Milton. Milton takes it in. Blocked by Jaeger, and Wart with the rebound. Nice job by Kodiak to time that. Milton thought he was going to get an uncontested layup there. Thought Jaeger was just going to give it to him, and Jaeger went straight up. Jaeger at the other end for three, short. Long rebound to Collins. Gibbons in the open floor. Kicks it right corner to Colton. Back out to Gibbons at the Warrior head. Here he dribbles left. Stops at the out by the center circle. Gives it back up to Colton. Colton out on top to Collins, popping up. Now they go down low. Down low to Onstott. Turns. Goes to the left hand. No good. I think Jaeger blocked that. Now Wart blocks a second attempt. A couple of block shots there by the Warriors. White with the rebound. Pulls up. Top of the key extended. Still man-to-man defense for Willamina. White backs it out. Play for one shot here. It's an 11-7 game. Warriors down four. 7 seconds to go. White gets a screen from Wart. Steps left. Gets inside. And he's hit as he goes up. It's going to be on Colton. And they're going to say it was on the drive. Sammy didn't get the shot up. So, and he's not complaining about it. So he must have got bumped before he could get that shot going. Into the game, number four, Austin Watkins, a 5'6 junior, replacing Colton, who's got two fouls. Four team fouls on both squads now. 3.1 seconds. White goes to Nelson right at the rim. He's fouled. That's on Milton. That'll be his second. Nice cut to the hoop by Jason. And a good pass by Sammy. Put it right on the money. So Jason could take it straight up on the left side of the rim. Milton hits him from behind, his second. So a little foul trouble here for Willamina. Nelson hits the first. 1.2 seconds left to go, first quarter. Nelson a chance to make this a two-point game, and he does. Warriors come up, putting some pressure on him, trying to make sure they don't get a shot off. Milton will hold the ball. And after one quarter, the Warriors trail 9-11, but they finish the quarter on a positive note. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back after this message.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School, where your Warriors trail the Willamina Bulldogs by two in this West Valley League district playoff game. The winner of this game will take on Santa Am Christian at noon on Saturday for an automatic berth into the state tournament. Willamina ball to start the second quarter. Bruckner, starting lineup back in there for Willamina. Gibbons, top of the key, wasn't ready to shoot. Didn't realize he was going to be left alone and didn't have his feet set. Now Gibbons on the right wing with it. Hatch up on him. Dribbles left. Takes an in-rhythm jump shot. Misses it. Collins with the rebound. Nobody boxed him out. Back to Gibbons. Gibbons on top. Milton, 21-footer. Good. And that's because somebody didn't box out. I don't know who it was, but I'm not sure who the guilty party. And Scott wants a timeout. And that's what he's going to get into somebody right here about not boxing out. Because I think there was a switch defensively, and whoever switched onto Collins didn't put a body on him when the shot went up, and that gave up a second chance opportunity. It ended up with Milton with a wide open three at the top of the key. So, not sure who the responsibility lies on there, but it doesn't really matter. The Warriors as a team, not doing a great job of boxing out. Number of offensive second chance opportunities so far for the Bulldogs, and the Warriors, if you're not going to put a body on people, this team will just crash those offensive glass and we'll hammer you on it. Back into the game, Blake. Nelson will come in at the next dead ball. Jaeger, Blake, White, Wart, and Hatch on the floor for the Warriors. White, top of the key with it, hands it to Blake. Blake works left, Wanted a screen, didn't get it. Now he's on the left wing, goes high post to Jaeger. Jaeger starts to dribble, turns out to Hatch. Hatch drives baseline, hooks it back to Jaeger, to Blake, top of the key. Drives with the left hand, gets inside, right at the rim, lays it up and in traffic. Nice job by Zach Blake. He's got four in the game. And that was a beautiful contortion there in the air. 11-14. Warriors down three now early in the second quarter. On top, Vanacek swings it to Gibbons. Hatch on him. Gibbons dribbles left, hands off to Milton. Milton, top of the key. White on him. Milton works back left off a little screen from Vanacek, gives it to Gibbons. Gibbons, dribble drive, gets inside, flips it up, no good. And there's the long rebound to Jaeger. Jaeger, bounce pass to Blake, right at the rim, lays it up and in! What a pass by Kodiak Jaeger. He looked one way and went the other. The Warriors down one. Wilhelmina basketball. Gibbons gets a good look from a three. Short ball tipped by Collins. And it's Warrior basketball. I thought he looked like he was going to point the other way. And then he realized it was Amity basketball. Sammy going to get a break. Jason back in. 6:25 left to go, second quarter. 14-13 Bulldog lead. Warriors basketball. So on the floor, it's Hatch, Nelson, White. No, not White. Hatch, Nelson, Blake, Wart, and Jaeger. Nelson, top of the key, starts to drive, and he is fouled on the drive. He was trying to pass that ball to Josh Wart down low on the right side and gets fouled on the pass off. Foul's going to be on Gibbons. I believe that's his first foul. 16 foul against Wilhelmina, so the Warriors will be shooting 1-1 on the next foul. Jaeger going to get a break, and Tyler Parr in. Warriors basketball. Hatch will inbound. Goes down in the corner to Blake. Back out to Nelson on the right wing. To Blake. Looks inside to Wart. Wart back out to Nelson. Fakes the three. Drives. Kicks it to Hatch. There's an open look for three. No good. Just off the back rim. Good looking shot for Brian, though. And Warriors will take that all night. Brian's an excellent three-point shooter when he gets his feet set. Bruckner gives it to Milton. Milton on the left wing. Vanacek tries to go back door. He lobs down low to Collins. Collins too deep. Misses the shot. Parr had it. Knocked away by Collins and off of Parr's leg and out of bounds. That's it. I mean, that's Wilhelmina basketball in a nutshell right there. They missed the shot, but the guy that missed never gave up on the play. And Collins goes out of the game now. Onside back in. But Collins stayed after it. Slapped the ball away from Parr and got it to go off Parr's leg. Milton puts up a 22-footer. No good on this one. And Wart gets the rebound, and he's fouled. And Wart will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Nice job by Josh Wart to get inside position there. The foul going to be on Onstott, his second, seventh team foul. So two for Onstott, two for Milton, two for Colton. Hatch coming out. White in. White will have Gibbons unless he switches with Blake. At the line, Josh Wart gets the front end of the 1-1. 5:44 left to go first half, 14-14 ball game. Warriors with five straight, chance to make it six straight points. Wart does. Josh Wart, the freshman, knocks down a pair of free throws, and the Warriors have their first lead in a long time. There's a kicked ball. It's going to be Wilhelmina basketball after the kick. Warriors in a little 1-2-1-1, a diamond and one press. Milton with it. Puts the brakes on, kicks it back over to Bruckner. Bruckner head to Vanacek. Vanacek, they trap him there. Goes to Bruckner. Bruckner to Milton. Milton starts to drive, tries to kick out in the corner. Stolen! Knocked away by Blake, stolen by White. White in the middle of the floor, slows it down at the top of the key. Crosses over, looking to figure out where all five black jerseys are. Make sure there's nobody behind him. White drives, gets inside, lays it up, no good. Wart had it. He tried to dunk that. Got it stuck on the rim. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Amity basketball. It was knocked out by one of the Bulldogs. Wart went up, had that White miss on his hand, but got it stuck on the rim as he tried to flush it back. Wart with the inbound, down low. Turns right, kicks it out to Parr. Top of the key, three-pointer. Good! Tyler Parr makes it a 17-18-14 game. Excuse me. Warriors, their biggest lead of the game at 4 points. Milton over to Gibbons. Gibbons back to Milton. Milton, middle of the key, middle of the court there. gives it up. White from behind pokes it away. Colton gets it. Bounce pass down low, kicked by Parr. Vanasek took it up, and Wart smacked it into the stands there down on the baseline after the whistle. It's going to be Willamina basketball. Looks like Colton inbounding right side of the key. Goes inside to Onslaught. Loses the ball. Wart tips it. White comes down with it. Should have been a foul on Colton over his back. No call. White pulls up top of the key. Swings it to Parr. Fakes the three. Now he starts to drive. Kicks it back out to White. White will reset things. 2-3 zone now for Willamina, I think. Could be man-to-man. Nope, it's man-to-man. Just looked like a 2-3 by the way everybody was spaced out there. Blake, high post to Wart. Squares up. Drives, gets in with the left hand, up and in! Josh Wart saw he had a mismatch. He had Onstott on him at the top of the foul line there, the right elbow, and Onstott can't stay with the freshman. He takes him down with that left hand and puts it in. 20-14, Warriors up 6. And the Warriors were down 14-9, so this is an 11-0 run now for Amity. Gibbons in the corner, goes down low to Onstott, backs his way down, kicks it out. Colton for three, halfway down, missed it. There's a putback by Gibbons, got inside position on White, and he stops the 11-0 run. White on the right wing with it, backs it out to Parr. Tyler swings it over to Nelson, back to Tyler. Parr to Nelson, or to White. White starts to drive, should have been a foul, no call, back out to Tyler. Tyler steps through to the foul line. Gives it up to Jason. Nelson, he's bumped on the drive. That's going to be Colton's third. He heads right to the bench as he knows. He's coming out of that game. Cliff Tony talking with him there on the sideline. It's just aggressive defense, but Colton hip-checked Jason. That'll put him at the line to shoot one and one. Nelson's first one short, but rolls in. Jason, 5 points in the game. He'll have another one. 21-16 game right now. Chance to push that up to 6 points. And Jason does so. 6 out of 6 from the line for Jason Nelson tonight. That's all of his scoring. Gibbons trapped. Throws it cross court to Bruckner. Bruckner, he's trapped. Loses the ball. And they're going to give this to Willamina. Said that it went off of Sammy. Sammy said, I touched it, but it was thrown out of bounds by Bruckner when he lost control of it. The two officials are going to talk about it, but this is going to be Willamina basketball. We've got a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. 3:24 left to go in the second quarter. Warriors with a 6-point lead, 22-16. Ties their largest of the game, and the Warriors have done it with good defense and patient offense, and that's what we talked about before this game started. You can't force things on the offensive end. You play right into Willamina's game if you quick shoot or if you try to force it. The Warriors have done a good job of patiently running their offense. They've gotten Ward in down low. He's done a good job on the glass on both ends of the floor, and he'll stay out there. Jaeger getting a prolonged rest here. Wart, Parr, Nelson, Blake, Zach Blake, and White on the floor for the Warriors. Bruckner walks it across half court, swings it left side to Gibbons. Gibbons looking down low to Onstott, lobs it over his head and out of bounds. And they're going to say somehow, oh, and Josh says, I tipped it. The Warrior fans were about to go nuts, but Josh looks at the bench and points a finger at his chest and nods and says, yeah, I got it. He's got a finger on it. So that calms the crowd down because it couldn't tell from the sideline. Milton in the corner, goes down low to Onstott, turns, throws it up, a bad shot. That's Wart affecting the shot from behind. Onstott thought he was going to get blocked. Parr pushes it ahead to White, down low to Wart. Didn't know there was nobody on him. Back out to Nelson for three. No good. Bruckner with a rebound. Boy, Josh was all alone, but he didn't know where Onstott was, and he took a second to find him. If he had just turned and gone with the right hand, he would have had a lay-in, uncontested there. Gibbons, top of the key, swings it left side to Milton. Milton working it back to the top now to Vanasek. Vanasek over to Gibbons, left angle. Wanted the shot, doesn't get it. Now he drives, loses it, and he jump ball. He lost that one. He saw Wart, and he fumbled it, knowing that Josh was going to challenge that shot, and he and Josh got tied up. Into the game for the first time, Jackson Schoenbachler for the Bulldogs. He replaces Onstott, who heads to the restroom or the locker room instead of to the bench, so I'm not sure what's going on there. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Warriors up 6. Nelson, the right wing, tries to go to Josh Wart, but it was to nobody. And Bruckner takes it the length of the floor, lays it up, and draws the foul against Wart. And Coach Nelson wants a timeout right now. The officials are still talking. They haven't seen it. Foul is going to be on Wart, his first. 15 foul on the Warriors. And we're going to have a timeout. No timeout. Scott wanted a timeout. The officials didn't see it. All the players came over to him. He talked to him for a minute while the officials were sorting out the foul call. That was just a weird play. That was a bad pass from Jason trying to go to Josh at the top of the key or the elbow. And Josh thought it was to somebody else because it was such a bad pass. He didn't even go for it. Thought it was to somebody at the top of the key. So just a little miscommunication there on the Warriors. But Josh has got to hustle after that ball when he sees that it's loose. Bruckner misses the first foul shot. He'll have another one. This one rattles around and goes in. So Bruckner with his first point. And it's 22-17, 2:20 to go here in the first half. Parr bumped at the top of the circle there. Gives it up to Nelson. Parr sets a screen. Nelson drives, comes all the way in, loses it, hangs on to it now, kicks it out to Blake. Blake drives baseline. He's bumped. He throws the ball back in. There was no call. Bruckner with a steal. Blake trying to figure out why there wasn't a foul call there. Felt like Bruckner bumped him out of bounds. Bruckner with it, 5-point Warrior lead. Right side, Gibbons wants to go down low to Schoenbacher, doesn't. Now to Vanacek. There's a cutter, Milton kicks it out left side. There's a knockaway by Jaeger as they tried to go into the low post to Schoenbacher and went off of Blake's hand and out of bounds after Kodiak tipped it. Coming into the game, Kyle Buzinski, probably the second best outside shooter on this team behind Drew Gibbons, and so you got to know there's a shooter in the game. That's what Coach Nelson yelling from the sideline. Got to know it. They go in the corner to Buzinski, out top to Vanacek. Vanacek, par on him, swings it over to Gibbons. Gibbons will dribble back towards the center circle. White gives him a step. Gibbons wants to drive, starts left, goes down on the baseline. Vanacek misses the baseline jumper, tipped by Schoenbacher, pulled down by White. White in transition. Top of the key, goes on in with the left hand, up and in! Sammy White taking it coast to coast. He's got five, and the Warriors are the biggest lead of the game with seven. 24-17, a minute and 15 to go in the first half. Sam White saw the defense never really got set there and took it all the way in, finishing with the left hand. There's a lob down low, and stolen by Jaeger. Knocked away. Jaeger comes up with it. Jaeger, the open floor. Hooks it over to Blake. Blake hangs, lays it up, no good, and Schoenbacher comes down with it. Zach Blake right at the rim, just came up a little short in traffic there. That would have been a good time to slow it up. Hatch going into the game. There's a drive down to Schoenbacher, puts it up. He's fouled by Jaeger from behind. And Nelson not happy at all on the sideline, letting Zach Blake know. Grabs his jersey and telling him what he wants here. I'm trying to read Scott's lips or hear his voice. I can't do either very well from my angle here, but that's as animated as I've seen Coach Nelson get all year. Zach out and Hatch in. I'm not sure if it had to do with the offensive end or the defensive end because there were mistakes on both ends on that series. First one, no good for Schoenbacher. Second one, good. So he gets one out of two, and it's a 24-18 Warrior lead with 42 seconds to go first half. White drives, gets in with a left hand, and he's fouled on the drive. But that'll be the ninth team foul. That'll put him on the line to shoot one and one. Foul's going to be on. And we got all kinds of issues up on the board now. Should be nine team fouls. And it should have been on number one. I think that was on Gibbons. That is Gibbons' second foul. White to the line. Front end of the one-on-one, misses it. Parr with a rebound. Out to Jaeger, back to White. And we've got a travel called on Sammy right in front of the official. So White uncharacteristically misses a free throw. The Warriors get a second chance, and Sammy just shuffled his feet as he caught the right after he caught the ball. Good hustle there by Parr to get that rebound. Warriors in a 1-2-2 here. They get it down low to Schoenbacher, goes up and lays it up and in as they break the press and they cut the lead to four. 20 seconds to go. First half, Warriors a little discombobulated the last couple of trips down the floor, haven't gotten good results. White with it, Gibbons way out on him near half court. Now he backs off. Sammy down to 9 seconds. drives, starts to drive, steps back, goes in the corner to Jaeger, back to White. White, little runner from the foul line, no good. Jaeger tips it. Nelson puts it up and in! Jason Nelson lays it in at the buzzer. 26-20, Warriors go up six on a great hustle play by Jason Nelson. Kodiak Jaeger had the first put back. It wouldn't stay. Nelson grabbed it right off the rim, laid it back up and in, all in one motion, just before the buzzer. And the Warriors, down two after the first quarter, have a six-point lead, 26-20, as we head into halftime. We're going to take a break for a couple of minutes and come back with some halftime scoring totals for you. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KOIC McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Halftime of this West Valley League District playoff action between your Amity Warriors and the visiting Willamina Bulldogs. Willamina defeating Amity twice during the regular season, once on the Warriors' court by 1 point in a game where Kodiak Jaeger did not play. That was a 54-53 Willamina win back on January 10th. And then Willamina won by 15 at Willamina on a game where the Warriors could not shoot to save their lives. And Drew Gibbons went off for 20-some-odd points, including 6 three-pointers in that game. The Warriors doing a much better job on Gibbons here. No three-pointers for Gibbons. 6 points total for him in the first half. Milton also had 6, 3 out of Jackson. Schoenbachler off the bench in the end of the second quarter there. Onstott with 2, 1 each for Colton, Bruckner, and Vanasek. For the Warriors, a real balanced attack. 8 for Nelson, including 6 out of 6 from the line, and that two-point putback right before the buzzer at the end of the second quarter. Blake with 6. White 5, Nelson or Wart 4, and Parr 3. Absent from the scoring totals there in the first half, Kodiak Jaeger did a good job on the defensive end, especially in that second quarter when the Warriors started playing some better basketball. A lot of that was in part due to Kodiak Jaeger and Josh Wart on the interior defense. Block shots, rebounds, getting the ball out in transition to the guards, and doing a good job of just changing what Willamina could do offensively. And so while Kodiak hasn't contributed in the scoring column, he has on the rebounding and shot blocking and the defensive end in general. Also notable there in the first half is the Warriors only made 1 three-pointer. Tyler Parr hit a 3. Other than that, two guys who normally are pretty darn good shooters from three-point range, Sam White and Zach Blake, both 0-for from out there. Blake attempted a couple, White attempted a couple, and neither one of them able to find the range there. But Warriors sticking to it, got down 14-9 in the early in the second quarter, and from that point on, the Warriors outscored them. Got to do my math there, 17-11 from that point on, and at one point had an 11-0 run in the middle of all that. So good job by the Warriors overall in the first half, but definitely some room for improvement. There were some defensive breakdowns, especially on boxing out, gave up some second chance opportunities that really shouldn't have happened. And I know that'll be a a topic of conversation. There was also a couple times where they forced the action in the open floor when they didn't have numbers. You got to recognize that. The last fast break they tried to run, it was a 2-on-3 fast break. And even though they got a shot at the rim, they missed it. But it probably wasn't a shot they should have taken at all, because it really wasn't a chance to get a great opportunity when you're going 2-on-3. And so it would have been a good time to back it out. And I think that's what Coach Nelson wanted, and wasn't happy when the Warriors ended up blowing that opportunity. And then they had another situation where they had a travel, unforced error. But overall, not a lot of errors by the Warriors in the first half. Didn't turn the ball over much, maybe 3 or 4 times total. I don't have exact numbers on that, but not a lot of turnovers by the Warriors. Did a good job of taking care of the basketball and did a good job of keeping their composure. Even when they had a few runs there where they got down by 5 or 6 points, able to fight back in that game. I guess 5 was the most they ever got down by. They were down 10. No, they were down 6. They were down 11-5 at one point, and then kind of fought back in that, kept chipping away at it, and eventually took a 15-14 lead in the middle of that 11-0 run. So need more of that from the Warriors coming out in the second half. Need to keep their composure, continue to run their offense patiently. And defensively, they just have to be disciplined. You got to get out on shooters, and you have to make sure that you're boxing out when a shot goes up. You never assume that your man is not going to pursue the ball. They'll go from anywhere on the floor and go after the offensive rebound. And there were numerous times in the first half where the Warriors didn't do a good job on that. So if there's one area they could really improve on, it would be that defensive rebounding. So my guess is that's going to be a point of emphasis for Scott at halftime there. All right, we got it just under 4 minutes to go before the start of the second half. We're going to take a break and be back with third quarter action here on KLYC McMinnville, the home of the Amity Warriors.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball from Amity High School, where the Warriors lead the Willamina Bulldogs 26-20 at halftime. Warriors with an advantage there in the second quarter of 17-9. They did it at both ends of the floor, but especially defensively, just did an outstanding job of rebounding, changing shots, blocking shots, and not turning the ball over on the offensive end, really taking care of it and making sure they got quality shots almost every time down the floor. There were a couple of exceptions, but not many. We are ready to roll here. Starting lineups for both teams back on the floor. With a win, the Warriors would play Santiam Christian on Saturday at noon at Central High School for an opportunity for an automatic berth into the state playoffs. Even with a loss, the Warriors have a good chance of getting in. Willamina has no chance of getting in if they lose this game. Bruckner, Warriors come out in a 2-3 zone. Bruckner dribbling out by the center circle as they figure out what's going on defensively. Over on the left side to Milton. Milton dribbles out to Vanasek, back to Milton. Puts up a 22-footer, no good. Rebound high in the air. Sammy White brings it down. White pushes hard, now slows up at the three-point line, kicks it to Blake by the center circle. Zach works right. Now in the high post to Jaeger, top of the key. Crosses over, fakes the shot, hands it off to Sammy. White starts to drive, nothing there. Now over to Blake. Blake on the right side, down in the corner to Nelson. Nelson wanted to go inside, gets a little screen from Jaeger, goes out to White. Left angle three, no good. Jaeger with a rebound, shuffles it back out to Nelson. Nelson penetrates in, kicks it back out to White. White drives, steps through to Parr, lays it up and in. Nice pass by Sammy White. Tyler Parr ready and waiting, and White draws the defensive attention, shovels it off to Parr for the lay-in. Milton out on the right side. Warriors with their largest lead of the game at 8 points now, 28-20. Milton goes down low, knocked away by Jaeger, stolen up by Blake. Blake slows down, top of the key, now accelerates, hands to Jaeger. Jaeger lays it up and in. What a pass by Zach Blake to Kodiak Jaeger for his first basket of the game, and the Warriors go up 30-20, and they come out in this diamond and one press now. They get it across to Gibbons. Gibbons drives, shovels to Collins. Collins back out on top to Bruckner, now to Milton, down in the left corner to Gibbons. Gibbons, no three-pointers tonight for Gibbons so far. He goes down low to Collins. Collins kicks it out. Bruckner for three from the right angle. No good. Nelson going to get a push in the back. And I think he knew it. Milton had inside position on him. Nelson gave him just a little nudge in the back to be able to get that rebound. First foul on Jason. And the first team foul of the half on either team. Milton in the left corner goes down to Collins on the block. Out on top to Vanasek. Gives it up to Gibbons. Gibbons, right angle to Bruckner. Now to Gibbons, the right wing. Starts to drive, cut off, steps back for three. No good. Jaeger tips it to Blake. Nice job. Kodiak knew Collins was going to harass him if he tried to bring the ball down. He just tipped it away under control. So the rebound by Jaeger. White with it out top. Swings it to Blake by the Warrior head in front of the Warriors bench there. Now moves it around the other side to Parr. Parr dribbles around the top of the key, assessing this man-to-man defense, looking for a weakness, maybe a switch. Nelson drives in, kicks it out to Jaeger. Jaeger backs it out, gives it up to Blake. 10-point Warrior lead. They can be very patient here. Blake, a couple of quick dribbles, gets inside the key, all the way down to the baseline, loses it, gets it back out to White for three. No good. Jaeger tips it up and in. Kodiak Jaeger alley-oops that rebound and lays it in. 32-20 Warriors. It's a pass ahead to Gibbons. Gibbons going to get a reach-in foul on Jaeger. Got his hand in the cookie jar there as Gibbons was driving past him. 5:02 left to go, third quarter. Warriors open up a 12-point lead here by scoring the first 6 points of the third quarter. Willamina basketball on the far sideline. Bruckner brings it across. Now gives it up to Vanasek. Swings it down to Milton in the left corner. He dribbles back out. 2-3 Warriors zone still. They go inside, stolen away by Jaeger. Jaeger trying to shovel it ahead. He lost it. Vanasek gets it to Milton. Milton drives, cut off by Nelson. Milton back out. Now White picks him up, forces him all the way out to the half-court line. He gives it to Vanasek. Oh, the Warriors had a golden opportunity there. Jaeger couldn't get that first dribble under control. Just a little too much adrenaline there for Kodiak. Milton to Gibbons. Gibbons dribbles left. Wanted to penetrate that zone. Now flips it over to Milton. They close out quickly on him. Goes to Collins. Collins spins baseline. He's fouled by Jaeger. That's going to be Jaeger's fourth foul. And that's going to get Wart into the game. Kodiak Jaeger picking up two quick ones. He's talking with Coach Nelson about what the foul was there. Nelson says you came down right across his arm. Could see it from the bench. Collins hits the first. 4:22 remaining in the third quarter. Mark that down. Jaeger on the bench with four fouls. And Collins crossed the line, so his free throw will not count. It was going to go in, too. Onstott in. Collins gets a break. 4:22 left to go. Third quarter. Warriors with an 11-point lead and the ball. So Wart needs to pick up the slack now that Jaeger leaves as he heads to the bench. Blake with it on the left wing. Down low. Mid post there to Wart. Wart spins. Works his way down. Goes up with the right hand. He's fouled. And he goes in! Josh Wart with a power move there through Onstott. Onstott picks up the foul. That's going to be his third or fourth. That's his third. And just the first foul on Willamina this half. Wart misses the free throw. Had an opportunity there. A little long. Rebound by Milton. Gives it to Bruckner. 34-21. Warriors with their largest lead of the game at 13. Left corner three. Vanasek hits it. Vanasek finding the range there. He's got 4 points in the game now. Back to a 10-point lead. Parr in the left corner. Out to Blake. Blake takes a three from the left angle. No good. Nelson with a rebound. And he's fouled by Gibbons. That's what Willamina does every time you bring the ball down. They are trying to strip it away, knock it out of your hands. That's a second team foul. But that's a third on Gibbons. And I'll tell you what. Gibbons may only have 6 points in the game, but he is the focus of so much defensive attention that if he gets himself into foul trouble, they've got a real problem. He and Milton are the two keys to this team. They'll play every minute of this game as long as it's a ball game. Nelson takes the inbound under some pressure from Vanasek. Crosses over, gets inside the foul line, now gives a bounce pass to Wart, back out to White. White looking for a screen from Wart, gets it, pulls up on the baseline, no good. Wart tips it once, had the rebound, lost it. Gibbons comes out of there with it. Gibbons in the open court, accelerating, flips it out in the corner to Vanasek for the jumper, no good. White, he's going to be fouled. Sammy got inside position. Are they going to call this on Sammy? No? No, it's going to be on Colton. He was talking, and that's going to be the fourth on Colton. He was talking to White as if White had committed the foul, but Sammy had inside position. Colton came through him, and Colton has four now. Third team foul on Willamina. Warriors have three also. 10-point Warrior lead, 3:15 to go, third quarter. High post, Wart with it. Takes a drive with the left hand, spins back to the right, gets to the rim, he's fouled! Josh Wart, too much for Onstott to handle, and if that was on Onstott, that's his fourth. He just can't handle the quickness of Wart. It is on Onstott. Four fouls on him, four team fouls. Cliff Toney, hands on hips, shaking his head in disbelief. I think just because he doesn't like the defense his boys are playing right now. Wart hits the first. One more. Josh, couple of dribbles, three of them, puts it up, and a little short. Josh, three out of five from the foul line now tonight. Gibbons brings it across, 11-point Warrior lead. Top of the key, kicked by Blake, out of bounds. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Coach Nelson calling out instructions to Josh Ward from the sideline about what he wants in this zone defense. He wants him to get out to that corner if need be. He fronts Onstott now. They try to go into Onstott. They get it to him. He turns, goes down low. Nelson with a steal! He felt Wart behind him, didn't want to take the shot, tried to make the pass along the baseline. Nelson gets a steal. Head to White in the corner. White starts to drive, loses it. Blake gets it. Blake goes baseline, hangs in the air. Lots of contact, but they were straight up, and Blake can't get a call on that baseline drive tonight. Some nights they'll give him that call every time. Not tonight. Colton with it to Gibbons. Gibbons drives, kicks to Colton. Nice collision out there. Nelson on the floor, and the ball is out of bounds off of Josh Wart as he and Colton collide also. Warriors didn't do a good job of pursuing that ball. Nelson and Gibbons collided. They both went down. Nelson kind of sat there. Meanwhile, there was a missed shot. Nelson could have had the rebound if he had gotten up quickly. Warriors up 11. 2:12 to go, third quarter. They get the ball into Gibbons. Fakes the three, drives right, kicks it out to Colton. Now on top to Vanasek, left side to Milton. Milton back out to Vanasek at the center circle. Gives it up to Colton. Colton down in the corner on the right side to Gibbons. Back to Colton. Good defense by the Warriors. Milton with it. Wants to drive. Gets inside. Little floater. Short. White with a long rebound. Sammy pushes it in the open floor. Penetrates in. Kicks it back out. They're going to get in for steps. Took an extra step on there. And again, no reason for Sammy to push the action there. That was a 2-on-3 again. And that'd be a good time just to back it out, get your offense set, and run some clock. That's twice the Warriors have done that. Blake going to get called for a reach-in from behind on Gibbons. That's the fifth team foul on the Warriors. Brian Hatch going to come into the game. He replaces Zach Blake, who's got three fouls now. Tried to get that strip from behind on Gibbons. Warriors, this diamond and one press. Gibbons with it. Turns to dribble. Gives it up to Milton. Milton, they cut him off, dribbles back to the right, pushes off a little bit, now gives it up to Gibbons. Gibbons with a dribble, top of the key, kicks it over to Colton, fakes the three, tries to throw a pass back to Gibbons, and Gibbons cut away from the block. Gibbons was open down there, but he started to cut to the corner. Colton threw it to where he was, not where he was going to be. Minute 33 left to go, third quarter. Warriors still up 35-24. This is just the way Willamina basketball games go. It's going to be rough and tumble, and it's not going to be high scoring. They get back better than any team we've played all year in transition defense. There is never a lack of hustle from these Bulldogs. Nelson crosses over, wraps it to Wart. Wart tries to go up. They said he got all ball. It was blocked by Schoenbacher. There's a steal by Nelson. Hatch with it. Nelson says, slow it down. Slow it down, Coach Nelson says to White. White backs it out. On the left wing, now he drives, gets it up with the left hand, and in! Sammy White got the defense lulled a little bit to sleep, and he makes it a 13-point Warrior lead. Gibbons to Colton. Colton to Milton, down in the corner. Vanasek blocked by Wart! Saved by Hatch! Wart with the rebound! What a job by Wart and Hatch. Nelson spins away from some defensive pressure by Vanasek and then slows it down. 43 seconds to go. Third quarter, Warriors up 13 with the ball. Milton comes out near Nelson to start the 5-second count. Nelson starts to drive, gets loose, gives it over to Sammy. Sammy, top of the key extended, now backs it out towards half court. Gets past Gibbons, top of the key, hands it off to Parr. Parr dribbles left to Nelson on the left wing. Nelson dribbles right, gets to the foul line, back out to Parr, left corner three, good! Tyler Parr, 8 points in the game, and the Warriors go up 16, and there's a foul away from the ball. Basket's good. And the foul's on Brian Hatch away from the ball. The basket's good, though. Warriors extend to their largest lead of the game, 40-24, 11.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Coach Nelson urging his boys to play good defense and not give up a good shot here. They back off into this 2-3 zone. Gibbons, center circle, swings it over to Colton. 6 seconds, out to Gibbons. Gibbons, back to Colton. Colton with a dribble, puts up an off-balance three. Air ball out of bounds. Not a good offensive set for the Bulldogs, and the Warriors explode in the third quarter, taking that 6-point lead and adding 10 to it, outscoring Willamina by a 24-4 count. That can't be right. 14-4. We'll get it right. I'll do my math. 14-4, Warriors in the third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, and we'll be right back.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.
Sorry about cutting off that commercial there. This is Jeff Clark and Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors up 16. They came out of that third quarter break a little quickly. White with it. Warriors basketball to start the fourth quarter. White starts to dribble, gets Gibbons on his back, hooks it down to Parr. 18-footer on the baseline. Good! Tyler Parr with 10 points in the game, leading all scorers tonight. Tyler Parr getting the open shots. The Warriors finding him, and he's making them. I don't know if Tyler's missed tonight from the perimeter. Gibbons on the right wing. Warriors up 18 now. Gibbons hooks it out on top to Milton. Warriors give him some pressure there. Milton double-teamed by White and Hatch. And Milton's gone! We thought we had a steal, and they get Hatch for the reach. Oh, boy. They had Milton on the ropes at the center circle on the half-court line. Hatch gets called for the reach and a little bail out there because Milton was in deep. Second foul on Bryan. 16 foul on the Warriors, so Willamina shooting the rest of the way on fouls. Swing it right side to Gibbons. Gibbons. Doubled, goes out in the corner. Schoenbachler all the way to the rim, lays it up. No good, and Parr with a rebound. Schoenbachler, I thought he was going to throw that down. He's about 6'7". Nelson backs it out. 7 minutes to go in this one. Warriors up 18 now. Hands off to Parr. High post to Wart. Wart back out to White out top. White drives right. Nope, crosses over, goes left. Kicks it out to Nelson in the corner, fakes the three, couple of dribbles, gets in the key, gives it up to Hatch on the right wing. He'll dribble in, back to Nelson. Nelson backs it out. Now he drives, nobody comes to him, all the way to the rim, he scores! Jason Nelson saw an opening, and he took it. The Red Sea just parted in front of Jason, and he walked through it, all the way to the backboard for the lay-in. Gibbons on the left wing. His shot blocked by Ward. He tried to put up a three. And then Ward will get a pushing foul on this. He got a little excited afterwards. Josh Ward blocking Gibbons' three-point attempt. And Coach Nelson wants a timeout. Got to settle his boys down a little bit. That was not a good foul by Josh. His second foul of the game. It'll put Gibbons on the line. He had the block, and then he wanted more. He wanted to get the steal after the block also. Gibbons got the ball back. Ward scrambling with him and ends up with a reach-in foul. But that's the kind of block that'll demoralize a three-point shooter because you start thinking about it twice. The next time you go to shoot that three, you're looking to see where Ward is. Is he coming out to block my shot again? 6:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 44-24. And remember, at halftime, this was a 26-20 game. So the Warriors took that six-point lead. They've added 14 to it and continue just to dominate both ends of the floor against the Bulldogs. This is not what the last two games against Willamina have looked like for the Warriors. They've stepped up their game tonight. Remember, in the first quarter, the Warriors were down 11-9 and then down at the end of the first and then down 14-9 about a minute into the second quarter. And from that point on, the Warriors went on an 11-0 run and then have never looked back, just dominated the Bulldogs. Gibbons to the line. He'll shoot 1-1. Bounces the first one around. No good. Parr with a rebound. Nice block out by Nelson, and Parr was able to go get the board. Nelson weaving through some traffic, gives it up to White. White trapped, wants to go left to get a blocking foul on Gibbons. That'll be his fourth. Four fouls on Gibbons, five team fouls on. They got the wrong number up there. They gave it to number four. That can't be right. It should be on Gibbons, but maybe they'll get that fixed. There's no four in there. It was on number one, Gibbons. Warriors basketball, five team fouls. White starts to drive, backs it out. Gibbons cuts him off. Blake and Kodiak Yeager coming back into the game with the next dead ball. Hatch starts to drive, kicks it out in the corner to Nelson. Nelson, he'll drive, spins with the right hand, travel. Might have been some contact in there, but they called the travel instead. Wart out, Hatch out. Warriors get their starters back on the floor. Nice move by Jason. But officials tend to go on a move like that. If it looks a little funny, they'll call the travel on it. You got to be real smooth on those spin moves. That one was a little awkward. Gibbons out top. His pass knocked away by Nelson and out of bounds. It's going to be Willamina basketball, right side of the key on the baseline. They get it into Milton, 22-footer, no good. White with the rebound just by the foul line there. White brings it up through some traffic, kicks it out in the corner to Blake. Blake fakes the three, drives baseline, leaves it for Jaeger, 10-footer, good! What a pass from Zach Blake to Kodiak Jaeger. He drew the defense on that baseline drive, wrapped that bounce pass around to Jaeger, and he'll knock down that little soft 10-footer all night long. Gibbons pulls up, foul line, good. Boy, he hasn't been able to get a lot of good looks tonight. He's got just 8 points. It's back to a 20-point game. White, or Blake down in the left corner, tries to throw a pass, knocked away, got a little sloppy there. Gibbons in the open floor, takes it in. Jaeger challenges, Parr with the rebound. Parr harassed down there. It's a physical game when Willamina plays. They're going to bump you and slap you and try to take that ball from you. There's a little hand check on the hip. Should be a foul on Gibbons. Hey, finally get it. No, they're going to get a kicked ball. Well, that should have been a foul on Gibbons all the way down the floor. Had that left hand riding the hip of Sam White. White needs to learn how to flop a little bit and draw that foul. That would have been five on Gibbons. Parr inbounds to Nelson. Colton on him. Colton has four fouls. And as now he's got five as he goes for the quick steal. And he walks to the bench. He knows that's five. Pulls the jersey out of the shorts. And that'll bring Watkins into the game to replace him. Warriors up 20, 4:43 left to go in this one. Warriors will move on with a victory tonight to play Santiam Christian, the fourth-ranked team in the state, who lost to Horizon Christian by 7 on Tuesday. They will play at noon on Saturday. White takes it in, lays it up and in. Sammy White breaking the pressure. Nice pass from Kodiak Jaeger, or Tyler, I think it was from Tyler Parr on the wing. Gibbons dribbles through. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 1-on-1. Warriors don't need to foul. They need to back off and make Willamina beat him over the top. No reason to put him on the foul line, stop the clock, and give him a chance to rest a little bit. You've got him on the ropes. You got to put him away. Gibbons hits the first. 9 points in the game for Gibbons. Leading scorer for the Bulldogs. Warriors being led tonight by Nelson and Parr with 10 each. Jaeger tips the missed shot. Parr comes down with it. Excuse me. There's a pass ahead. Parr to Jaeger. He slows it down. Gives it up to White. White goes behind his back. Little curly kneel action there. Now kicks it out to Blake in the right corner. Blake to Nelson. Nelson to Parr. Parr fakes the shot, fakes the drive, gives it up to Jaeger, top of the key extended, coming up on the 4 minute mark. There's a pass down low. Nelson all by himself scores. Kodiak Jaeger found Jason. Jason now with 12 points in the game, the leading scorer for both teams. Gibbons, Warriors up 23 now in this one. Gibbons pulls up for three, looks good. No, a little bit long. Parr with the rebound. Parr pushes ahead to Blake. They've got numbers, but Blake will slow it down. Now steps through, gets to the rim, lays it up and in. Little hesitation, faked one way, went the other, and laid it in. Warriors up 25. Gibbons fouled on the drive. 3:37 to go in this one. Warriors getting close to doubling up these Bulldogs. Wart going to come back in as Kodiak Jaeger fouls out. Get a nice little round of applause for his efforts tonight. Jaeger fouls out with 6 points, a couple of nice assists, and a lot of rebounds tonight. 19 fouls on the Warriors, so Bulldogs will be shooting two the rest of the way. Wart back in. Gibbons to the line where he is 1 out of 3 tonight. Buries the first one. Gibbons now with 10 points in the game. One more for the senior point guard. And rattles that one around and gets it to go also. White gets it in. A little pressure here. White kicks it across to Nelson as they beat that pressure, and they back it out to run some clock. Nelson starts to drive. It's a slows it down. Now finds Parr right underneath the basket. Lays it up. He missed. And Parr will get the foul. And that'll put, I think, Milton on the line to shoot, too. Tyler was right at the rim. The Warriors were going to run clock, run their offense unless they got something open. Parr came open right under.